Well, I just couldn't resist to have another go and do another extraction with this fair trade organic espresso blend by Express Coffee, because I just wanted to try it also with my Naked Portafilter. The Naked Portafilter basket takes a few more grams, so it's actually at 19 grams, which would make a stronger coffee, that's for sure. But the extraction itself ran really nice, and why I like the Naked Portafilter that much is because you can really see the richness of a bean if it's rich and if there's a lot left in the bean when it just comes together as a more syrupy extraction. And that extraction actually was really nice. I got the grind really right, so I think I got the best out of this bean. The extraction was good, nice, like kind of brown streaks coming in from the outside and merging on the inside, merging in the middle of the Naked Portafilter basket, and you could see it just drop down with a nice heaviness into the cup. And I actually used my dinky little white double espresso cup or flat white cup. You could also use it for a flat white. And there was a lot of Guinness effect. A nice crema again sitting on top and taking its time to settle down and taking a mouthfeel now, taking a first sip. I will say that it is an extremely strong coffee. It's immediately got a lot of strength, a lot of oomph to it. I couldn't really say that it's bitter as such, but it's definitely got something, you know, that you've got coffee in your mouth. It doesn't have the subtle notes that I would not expect of a coffee that has some Robusta in it, because I've detected there is some Robusta in this coffee, and it's actually also roasted quite dark, on the darker side of an espresso profile. Although, having said that, there are of course much, much darker roasts than this as well, but there are lighter ones, and the ones that I prefer, where I think there are more notes still and more subtlety left in the bean to detect, is when there's just this kind of luster color brown. And this particular blend has already a bit of shininess on the top of the bean, which for my liking, it takes a little bit too much away from what still or what could still be left in the bean, and that would hit the palate and engage the palate on a more subtle and pleasant note. But this particular company, Express Coffee, have a lot of different coffees, and they've sent me quite a few of them, and I can't wait to try the pure Arabica beans and to just see how they taste.